Thanks a lot, Mr. Chair. And thanks a lot for the panelists. I will try to be quick just to exploit the time. In order to have a clear definition of the lethal autonomous weapon systems, we need to dissect the title that we have in front of us. And the title itself has three components: the lethal, autonomous, and the weapon system. So to have a precise definition, the three components of the title need to be clearly defined. And I will limit myself to the first two components. On lethality, the question that should be asked in relation to lethality is whether this lethality should be a prerequisite characteristic of the weapon system or not. And the Swiss working paper adopts a position where it shouldn't be. Nevertheless, if we should endeavor to prohibit the so-called autonomous weapon system, then the element of lethality should be considered an integral part of the weapon system under consideration. And let's imagine a weapon system that only neutralizes enemy combatants without leading to any casualties, no killing or no injuring, for example. It would be difficult to claim that such kind of a weapon system is not IHL compliant. In fact, such kind of weapon would even be sought under humanitarian consideration. Hence, lethality is an essential component of weapon systems that are sought to be prohibited. The Swiss working paper as well addressed what is called the targeting cycle, and it's not clear to us whether the element of selection should be addressed separately or in connection with the element of attack, because the criteria underpinned under the element of selection, such as search for or detect or identify or track, are not problematic at all, and in fact could be pursued or done right now through many of the automated weapon systems that perform such kind of functions. So in order to be clear, we need to address this point, whether the selection and attack should be considered together or separately. On the issue of autonomy, there is a common understanding here in the room that lethal autonomous weapon systems do not exist. And the difference, however, lies in the time frame within which these weapon systems might exist. While some believe that this technology will be available in the medium to distant future, this is what we heard from one of the experts yesterday, others believe that it will never be available, and I belong to this second group. The confusion that surrounds the usage of this term in relation to machines or weapons stems from the fact that autonomy is a human characteristic. And the root of confusion could be attributed to this fact, ascribing a human characteristic to non-human objects. And it is highly unlikely that non-human autonomous objects will ever exist. If human being plays a role, however minor this role is, in shaping characteristics of a machine, including through programming, then this machine is not autonomous. This is because machine characteristics are attributed to this programming and are not inherently or self-generated by the machine itself. Furthermore, we don't have to forget that a robot in itself is a hardware. And what gives this hardware its final characteristics is the software incorporated within. Because I usually hear this word robot described in an abstract and in complete negligence of the element of software that gives this hardware its characteristics. The developments we are witnessing right now, in my perspective, in the field of artificial intelligence are limited to what's called narrow or limited artificial intelligence. And this kind of artificial intelligence is limited only to specific tasks and specific domains, like playing chess, for example. But you cannot say that the computer that has beaten Kasparov, for example, could perform any other function apart from playing chess. This is not available. And this should be clear to us. And this is what makes us speak clearly that autonomous weapon systems are impossible to achieve. In commentary on what I heard right now, definitions are not a prerequisite, but certainly make the negotiations much more easier. And taking into account the complexity of the issue, the scope of any future protocol will not be clearly set unless we have clear definitions. And I'm glad that finally a voice here in the panelists has said pretty clearly that currently no empirical evidence exists on progress in operationalizing capacities of situational awareness. This means that autonomy is an unreachable goal. And scientists, I'm sorry to say this, but are usually optimistic, over-optimistic, and tend to exaggerate the levels of any limited success. And one other element I want to address was one of the distinguished representatives raised about a spectrum of autonomy. And in my view, autonomy is autonomy. It can be partitioned or qualified, whether you have autonomy or you don't have it. What can be put on a spectrum or qualified is automation, not autonomy. And I join my colleague from Brazil in calling for this issue to be readdressed, because actually this terminology, autonomy, is creating a lot of problem, and sometimes it leads to misdirection. On meaningful human control, the problem in addressing this issue is, are we speaking on meaningful human control on weapon systems in general, or are we linking this meaningful human control to lethal autonomous weapon systems? Because in the second case, if we want to have meaningful human control over lethal autonomous weapon system, this issue is full of contradiction. Because if we have a lethal autonomous weapon system, then there is absolutely no meaningful human control. This could be applied as well as to human judgment. I'm sorry to raise this point again, but I raised it yesterday and I didn't receive any clear answer. And it was tackled as well in one of the statements that was delivered by a distinguished representative. And it's about the automated systems and whether they are or they are not be part of this discussion. I raised this point as well yesterday. And if the current systems are not included under lethal autonomous weapon system discussion, then why we are bringing them to this discussion? Because all the presentations we have heard yesterday and today refer to specific weapon systems, and these weapon systems, even in the description that we hear, are automated, not autonomous. So this issue that is related to the mandate of the discussion of this group needs to be clarified. Thanks a lot.